Hare Krishna， 各位尊敬的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年11月5日，星期四。今天呢，我们又非常荣幸的邀请到我们尊敬的 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 为我们继续讲述主 Krishna 在 Vrindavan 杀死恶魔的逍遥时光。欢迎大家聆听。
Hare Krishna， good morning to everyone。
Hare Krishna， 大家早上好。
So today we shall begin Krishna chastises the serpent Kaliya.
今天呢我们会来讲述 Krishna 惩罚卡利亚蛇的故事。
So this pastime is described in chapter 16 and 17 of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个逍遥时光呢是在圣解伯加瓦坛的第十篇的第十六、十七章中有所论述。
So let us chant our prayers, and then we shall begin.
让我们先念诵一些祷文，然后呢我们再开始。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutane.Srimate Tamal Krishna Goswami Iti Namine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani PracharineNirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Om Agyana Timindasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Pun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri GuruShri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya DevamShri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Pya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim VyasamTato Jaya Mudirayet Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
So, the pastime of Krishna's chastising Kaliya took place before Krishna killed Dhenukasura.
所以呢 ，Krishna 严惩卡利亚蛇呢，它是发生在 Krishna 就是在杀死 Dhenukasura 恶魔。
You probably remember, a couple of weeks ago we discussed Krishna's different age groups.
你们大家可能还记得，就是在前面的课程当中呢，我们讲到过 Krishna 它有不同的这个年龄阶段。
So the chastisement of Kaliya took place in the first age group, Krishna's infancy, which is about 1 to 4, approximately.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 萨什，就是演成卡利亚什的这个小时光呢，是发生在他的就是第一个这个年龄阶段，在他一到四岁的这个时候。
And the killing of Dhenukasura happened after Krishna entered boyhood, which is the second age group.
而 Krishna 萨什这个 Dhenukasura 这个恶魔呢，是在他进入到他的这个男孩，就是他的第二的年龄阶段。
So that means chapter 1 to chapter 14 and chapter 16 and 17, all of those pastimes took place in Krishna's first age group, 1 to approximately 4 years old.
所以呢，这就意味着在圣殿布加瓦坛第十篇一到十四章以及十六、十七章这些小小时光呢，是发生在 Krishna 第一个年龄阶段，就是差不多是一到四岁。
The past time, chapter 15 is the only chapter that describes Krishna's second age group, the Pauganda Leela, boyhood Leela.
所以呢，第十五章呢是唯一的一章描述 Krishna 他的这个 Pauganda 他的这个阶段，就是他处在这个小男孩的这个阶段的这个小。
And then chapter 18 until Krishna goes to Mathura are all the pastimes in Krishna's third age group, Kishora.
所以呢，就是在第十八章一直到 Krishna 他去到这个马图若的这个小时光呢，就是发生在 Krishna 的他的这个第三阶段，他的这个青少年时期。
Yes. And after going to Mathura, then Krishna is in another age group, which is youth, Yovana.
就是呢Krishna 他在去到吐鲁之后呢，他是他的另外一个年龄段，就是他的青年时期。
And then he remains that age for the rest of his Leela.
然后呢，他剩下的这些小小时光，他就一直保持着他的这个青年的一个这么一个风华正茂的一个阶段。
So, so this Kaliya pastime, Krishna's chastising Kaliya takes place during Krishna's first age group.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他严惩这个卡利亚时呢，是发生在 Krishna 他的第一阶段的这么一个逍遥时光。
So this pastime also took place on Lord Balaram's appearance day.
这个小时光也是发生在主巴拉拉玛的他的显现日。
You may remember the pastime of Lord Brahma stealing the cows also happened on Balaram's appearance day, so he was not there.
大家可能还记得，就是主巴拉玛偷走了那个牛犊的这样的逍遥时光，也是发生在就是巴拉拉玛的显现日，就是他当时不在场。
So when Lord Brahma stole the calves and the boys, Lord Brahma was not there. And then 1 year later, when everything was revealed, that also happened on Lord Balaram's appearance day. He also wasn't there.
所以呢，就是当主 Brahma 他偷走这些牛犊牧牛童的时候呢，当时主 Balarama 他并不在场。而当就是一年之后呢，一切都得以揭示的时候呢，那当时 Balarama 也是不在场，都是他的这个生日。
So this pastime of Krishna chastising Kaliya was also happened on Lord Balaram's appearance day.He did not go with Krishna that morning.
所以呢，就是 Krishna 严惩卡利亚时呢，这 这个骄傲时光也是发生在主巴拉拉玛他的这个显身日那一天呢，他并没有就是在清晨跟昆士那一起出去。
Of course, he came later when all the other residents came. He came at that time, but he didn't go out with Krishna in the morning because it was his birthday and they had to do all these auspicious ceremonies and all of these things which happen on the birthday.
当然了，主巴拉拉玛是到满达温居民他们都去之后呢，后来巴拉拉玛是随后赶到的。但是呢，他并没有一大清早就跟奎斯纳一起去，因为是他的生日，所以呢，他需要就是参与，就是为他的生日举行的一系列的这些仪式。
So as usual, some of you whoever has been to Vrindavan, probably you have been to Kaliya Ghat.
就是那些已经去过 Vrindavan 的奉献者呢，可能你们已经去过了这个 Kaliya Ghat。
Which is when you do the Vrindavana Parikram in the 2 hours, right? It's along the Jamuna River, that area.
就是呢，你们去进行 Vrindavan 的这个大概两个小时绕拜的时候呢，它就是沿着这个杨那河，那个地段。
And as you all know, I hope you remember, there's a little temple and a little place there where that is a memory for that pastime.
我希望你们大家还能够记起，就是说在那儿呢有一个很小的一个庙，其实是一个小地方，那儿呢就是有一个就是纪念，就是这个逍遥时光的一个地点。
Jamuna Priya, I just need to go for 2 minutes and I'll come back.
Okay.
Just going to the bathroom.
Okay. 大家稍等一下好。
Hare Krishna.
稍等一下。
sorry, Peter. Yeah. So that pastime place is there. Of course, now the Jamuna River is a little bit distant from there.
就有这么一个地方去纪念那个小小时光。当然了，现在呢，亚布纳河离那个地方有一段距离。
But that is the place, the approximate place where it is said that pastime took place. And as you might remember, there is a tree there also, a kadamba tree.
这是有关这个小小时光的一个主要的一个上演的地点。在那个地方呢，也有一棵卡丹巴树，也有卡纳巴树。
So, this pastime begins at the end of the 15th chapter.
这个小小时光呢是始于这个第十五章的，就是末尾。
At the end of the 15th chapter, just the last few verses of the 15th chapter begin this pastime.
就在第十五章的末尾的时候呢，一些诗节，其中几个诗节就提到了这个小小时光。
And as usual, it is describing Krishna leaving for the forest in the morning with the calves and the boys.
就是通常描述说呢 ，Krishna 他跟他的这些牛犊啊，他的牛童啊，这些他们是在清早的时候离开去到这个森林的。
And as usual, they wandered here and there, and then they came to the bank of the Jamuna River.
通常的话呢，他们都会四处的去来回走动，然后呢，最后他们来到了亚姆纳河岸边。
Oftentimes, around lunchtime, they would go to the banks of the Jamuna River for lunch, swimming and lunch.
通常呢，就是午餐的时间呢，他们会到，这个亚姆纳河岸边呢，他们就是游泳，然后呢进行午餐。
And the calves would, you know, drink water and they would eat grass on the banks of the Jamuna River. That was a typical day. They would wander around for some hours in the morning, playing here and there.And then by midday, then they would come to the Jamuna River for some playing in the water, and then lunchtime.
就说呢，这些小牛犊呢，他们也会就是在亚姆纳河岸边吃那些青草。所以呢，通常的话，他们一天的话呢，就是一大清早的话，他们去到这个森林，他们会四处的走动。然后呢，在就是中午时分的时候呢，他们会在亚姆纳河岸边进行玩耍，这是一般他们的一天的一个情况。
So the same was for this day.
所以呢，这就是他们的这个一天的这种度过的方式。
So at least at that time, at the time of Krishna's appearance.This part of the Jamuna River was like a little branch going off of the main river.
就是呢，在 Krishna 显现在那个时候呢，就是亚姆纳，就是那个地方的亚姆纳，它是主要亚姆纳河流的一个支流。
So it wasn't the main.Jamuna River, it was a little branch.
所以呢不是主要的亚姆纳河流，它是主要河流的一个支流。
So this serpent, Kaliya, had taken shelter in this particular part of the Jamuna.
所以呢这个卡利亚蛇它就托庇在这个特定的亚姆纳河里。
Why he was there, that's another story which is described in chapter 17.
就是他为什么会在那个河里呢？托比与那个河里呢？这在第十七章中有所讲述。
But he, anyway, he was there.
不管怎么说，反正他是托比与这个亚纳河。
And Kalia, there is a planet, known as Naga Loka.
就是呢，有一个被称为是 Naga Loka 的一个星球。
You may have heard there are three planetary systems. In the universe, there are three planetary systems.
你们大家可能听说过，就是在整个宇宙当中呢，有三个星系。
The higher planetary system, the middle planetary system, and then the lower planetary system.
就有高等的星系，中等的星系以及低等的星系。
The middle planetary system means the earthly realm.
中等的星系呢，基本上就是地球的这个星系。
The higher planetary systems, those all the demigods and the great yogis and the great sages, they're in the higher planetary system.
高等的星系呢，通常是那些半神人、那些瑜伽师们、那些圣哲们所居住的星球。
And then the lower planetary systems, they are all the various demoniac species.
通常的话，低等星宿是那些具有恶魔品质的这些生物体所居住的地方。
So these are the three planetary systems.
所以呢，这就是三大星系。
Sometimes you may have heard or read 14 planetary systems.
有时候呢，你们可能也听说过，就是说有关14个这个星系的这样的划分。
So the three main categories are these three, right? Upper, middle, and lower. These are the three main categories.
就是说这个我们划分成三种，就是高等、中等、低等星宿呢，它是主要的一个划分。
So the upper planetary systems is divided into six.
这个高等星宿呢，它又分为就是六个不同的一个层面。
So there's six categories of upper planetary systems.
所以呢，就是这个六个它是属于这个高等星宿的。
Different categories of demigods and great sages and yogis, and then finally Lord Brahma's planet, Brahma Loka.
然后呢，它这个六个不同的星宿呢，它就是分为这些不同的半神人啊，这些瑜伽师们，这些圣者，最后是主 Brahma 所居住的这个居所。
And then the middle planetary system is one, so that six plus one is seven.
中等的星宿是其中只有一个，所以六加一就是七个。
The lower planetary system is divided into seven regions.
然后呢，这个低等的这个星宿被分为七个不同的这个区域。
And this lower planetary system is also described in the Bhagavatam as and other Puranas as the subterranean heavenly planet. So it's all they're also heavenly planets.But they are subterranean, means they are lower heavenly planets.
就在圣典博迦瓦坛以及这些往事书中就描述说，这些低等的星宿呢，也被称为是那个天堂星宿，只是他们是低等的这个天堂星宿。
Of course, they are heavenly in the sense of their opulence and beauty. In that sense, heavenly, but technically not heaven.
就是他们之所以被称为是天堂的星宿呢，就是就他们的这个富裕以及美丽 这两个方面来说的，但是事实上从技术上来讲，他们并不是真正的这个天堂星宿。
But that part of the lower planetary systems, although they are as opulent and beautiful as heaven, but they are inhabited by different demoniac species, very materialistic, different demoniac species.
就说虽然这些低等星宿他们呢就是在这个富裕这个美丽方面呢可以跟天堂星宿相媲美，但是呢通常的话这些星宿呢都是有那些恶魔般品质的那些生物体以及物质主义者他们所居住。
So one of those lower planetary systems is known as Naga Loka.
所以呢，就是其中的这个低等星宿中的其中一个被称为是 Naga Loka.
Naga means serpent.
Naga 的意思就是蛇。
And Loka means planet or planetary system.
Loka 的意思呢，就是星宿或者是星系。
So in the lower planetary systems, the seven levels of lower planetary systems, there are different demoniac species.
所以呢，就在这个低等星宿呢，它被分为是七个不同的这些低等星宿，其中呢都是有那些恶魔般品质的那些生物体所居住。
And one of those categories are these Nagas.
就是其中有一类呢就被称为是 Naga, 就是蛇类。
And by Nagas, we mean something more than what we see in the earthly realm.
就是呢我们说这个Naga 的时候呢就是它微。
They are more than what we see in the earthly planet.
就是呢，他们比我们说这个地球的星数，就是涵盖的内容更多。
In this Naga Loka, the serpents are huge.
在这些Naga 当中呢，这些蛇是非常巨大的。
Like Kalia.We're going to hear about Kalia a little bit later.
就像卡利亚蛇，稍后呢，大家就会听到有关卡利亚蛇的这个故事。
Many hoods.
有很多个头棚。
And some of these Nagas, they are sort of half human-like, half snake-like also.
而且有的这些蛇呢，就是它是半蛇半人的一个形体。
Some of them are full serpents, but some of them are, you know, they're mixed. Because there's different species of snakes. They're not just one kind.
有些呢是完全是蛇的这个形体，有的呢它就是刚才提到这个半蛇半人的，因为它不止一种这个蛇的这个形体。
Like human beings, there's many species, right? 400,000 species of human beings. So many categories of human-like beings.
就像这个人类一样，它有不同的种族。就像我们有就是40万种不同的人类一样。所以呢，这个蛇类它也有不同的这个种类。
So in this Naga Loka, also known as Mahatala,There's many categories of Nagas. Naga means serpent.
所以呢，在就是这个，就是 Naga 的这个星宿也被称为是 Mahatala， 就是它有很多不同种类的这些蛇类。
We all know the dragon, right? In Chinese culture, you have the dragon.
大家都听说过在中国所提到的这个龙。
Of course, in Western culture, they also have dragons.
当然了，在西方文化当中也有这个龙。
It's my safe speculation that the dragon is really a kind of naga.
有可能是心智推敲，就是其实这个龙其实也是属于蛇的一种。
Because the description of a celestial naga is not very different from a dragon. Quite similar, actually. The description, at least.
因为就是有关对于那些天仙般的那些蛇的一个描述呢，其实它跟这个龙就没有任何的区别，其实就是类似的。
In this Naga Loka, as well as having...You know, human snake mix. You also have snake bird mix. So you also get these bird snakes or snake birds.
就像就是在这些低等的星宿呢，在这个 Naga 的星宿呢，它不光有这个人类形象的这个就是半人就是半蛇的这么一个形象，它还有这个就是鸟类的这么一个蛇类。
There's many descriptions in the Puranas of bird snakes, means these, you know, snakes or nagas that can fly. They have wings, some kind of wings.
就是在一些 Purana 中，就是描述说呢，还有一种就是鸟蛇，就是这些蛇呢，它们有翅膀，它们可以飞。
We all know the pastime how Parikshit Maharaj was cursed.To be bitten by a bird snake. The Bhagavatam says that.
我们大家都聆听过，就是圣帕瑞克西的王的就是他被这个鸟蛇所就是他被诅咒会被这个鸟蛇所那个咬死。我们大家都听过这样的笑傲时光。
And some of you may have seen the painting in the Bhagavatam, in the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam.When the snake bird comes to bite Parikshit Maharaj, you can see there's the snake and then he has some sort of wings also.
你们在这个第十二篇当中也可以看到就是有关的这个图片，就是呢上面就是描述了由这个鸟蛇咬这个帕瑞克西的王的这样的一个画面。那么呢这些鸟蛇呢，它们都是有翅膀的。
And again, like human beings, some are very powerful, some are less powerful. So among nagas, some are really powerful, some are less powerful. But there's all sorts of categories.
就像人类一样，它有的特别有力量，有的就没有那么有力。那么这些蛇类也是一样的，有些就特别有力，有的就没有那么多力量。
But like Kaliya, he is, I mean, these snakes, you know, they're like, you know, like dragons, really. They're like so much poison that when they breathe, fire comes out, like a dragon.
所以呢，这个卡利亚蛇它就真的像那个龙一样，就是它含有很多的那个毒。当它呼吸的时候呢，就是它甚至能喷出那种火。
So much poison. Why so much poison? Because there's so much envy and anger.
就是它有那么多的就是毒素可以就是喷出来，为什么呢？是因为他有这么多的嫉妒、愤怒。
Normally, these remember the lower planetary systems, although they're very opulent and heavenly in a certain way, but the living beings there tend to be much more demoniac and materialistic.
就是呢，在这些低等的星宿呢，虽然就是他们在这个富裕方面可以跟天堂的星宿相媲美，但是呢，就是居住在这些低等星宿的生物体呢，通常来说，他们都是拥有这些恶魔般的这个品质，或者都是这些物质主义的。
And the lower you go, the more demoniac or the more materialistic they are.
就是呢，你。这个星宿它越低等越往下走的话呢，那么这些生物体它就是 越加的这种拥有恶魔般的品性，越加的变得这些物质主义。
So the higher planetary systems, all heavenly sages, demigods, pious, etc.
但是呢，在这个天堂星宿呢，通常居住的都是那些圣哲们、那些半神人们、那些虔诚的人士。
Lower planetary systems also very opulent in many ways, but also very demoniac and materialistic living beings.
在低等星宿呢，虽然也以各种各样的方式就是。体现出他的富裕，但是呢，居住在这些低等星宿的这些生物体，通常都是拥有恶魔般的品质，以及那些物质主义者们。
And the earthly planet mix of good and bad, because it's in the middle, so that you get everything mix of good and bad.
在这个地球上呢，就是通常的话是好与坏都有，就是两者兼具。
So anyway, these Nagas, they're in the lower planetary system, so they're quite demoniac. That's why they have so much poison.
所以呢，就是这些 Naga 们，他们呢居住在这些低等的星宿，非常具有这些恶魔般的这些品性。这就是为什么他们拥有那么多的毒。
And there's different species of Nagas, like I already mentioned, you know, human mixed snake, bird mixed snake, so many varieties, some more powerful, some less powerful, some with hundreds of hoods, some with two, three, four hoods.
所以呢，就像我刚提到的，他们也有不同种类的这些蛇，有的就是说，就是。半人半蛇，还有一种是鸟蛇，它有不同多样的多种多样的这些蛇类啊，有的呢非常的有力量，有的没有那么有力，有的呢它可能有上成千上百个那个头峰，有的可能只有两三四个。
So this is a whole species Nagas andNagas, we all have heard of Garuda before.
所以呢，这就是有关 Naga 的这个总体的这些种族。我们也听说过这个 Garuda.
And Garuda is the carrier of the Lord.
Garuda 它是主的坐骑。
And he is another species of eagles.
Garuda 呢，它是属于另外的一个另外的一种范畴，它是属于那个鹰的那个范畴。
So just like we have the species of Nagas, we also have the species of eagles.
就像呢，我们有不同种类的这个Naga， 我们也有不同种类的这个鹰。
So these Nagas and these Garudas, they're not very favorable to each other.
所以呢，这个 Naga 这个蛇类跟这个Garuda 呢，这个鹰呢，它们之间呢并不太友好。
Garuda, he is non-vegetarian, although he is an eternal associate of the Lord, but he's not a vegetarian. He eats snakes.
嘎如大呢，就是尽管他是主的坐骑，他可不是素食者，他呢就是以这些蛇类为食。
But that's a species. Garuda is a species of eagle, and among them, of course, Garuda, because he's the eternal associate and carrier of the Lord, he is, you know, exceptionally powerful.
当然了，就是说。这是它作为这个鹰的这种物种的一个特性。当然了，它就是作为主的这个永恒的这个同游，它是非常有力量的。
And again, in the Bhagavatam, it tells us and other Puranas that these eagles are so you know, again, much bigger than eagles we see in the earthly realm. Celestial eagles, heavenly eagles, they can fly from planet to planet.
当然了，就是圣典博加瓦坛当中以及那些 prana 往事书中描述的这些鹰呢，跟我们在地球上所见到的这个鹰不太一样。他们呢，就是可以说是就是天堂的这个鹰，他们呢就是非常有力量，他们甚至可以从一个星球飞到另外一个星球。
So our earthly region is really very small. We're really nothing.
所以呢，我们地球这个区域真的是特别的渺小，简直就是一无是处。
And around us, we have so many, many more powerful species in the other planetary systems.
在我们周围呢，就是在其他的这个星系当中呢，有那么多就是非常强有力的这些生物体。
Some of you, I mean, I don't. Some you might. We all know Hollywood, right? They make all sorts of movies, and as you know, some of the movies they have all these sorts of monsters and birds and snakes and all these mythology movies.
你们大家看过那个好莱坞那些电影的话呢，他们就会就是制作很多的有关这些鸟啊、蛇啊，就是不同的这些生物体的这些影片。
Monsters.
Yeah.
Monsters. So many. If you know different species from the ocean, eagle, you know all these mythology kind of creatures that you might read in, you know, the ancient mythologies.
就是说那个就是很多的这些虚构的一些神话，就是那些就是这些人物这些物种。
So actually, maybe not exactly like you might see in the movies, but all of these species exist throughout the universe.
可能呢，就是真的，事实上并不是完全像电影中所描述的那样一样的这些物种。但是呢，事实上就是整个宇宙当中呢是有多种多样的不同的物种的存在的。
The things that we see in the movies, there are very similar species all over the universe, upper and lower.
就是我们在就是电影中看到的那些不同的物种呢，事实上它在宇宙当中呢，也有充满着这个整个宇宙，
like、
在这个高等或者是低等星宿。
Right, in China, in Chinese culture or history, you have the right Journey to the West, right? The Monkey King and Journey to the West. No. 孙悟空。Monkey King.
Another name is 美猴王 is also 孙悟空 same.
So I'm sure many of you may have seen that, and as you know, on the journey he meets all these different kinds of creatures.
我想你们大家肯定都很熟悉这点，就是在他的这个西行西游当中呢，他就是在路途当中遇到很多不同种类的这些生物体。
With, you know, different categories of power and magic and all of these sorts of things.
就是呢，他遇到很多那些拥有这些力量啊，拥有那些就是幻术的这些不同种类的生物。
So again, maybe not exactly like that, but there are species all over the universe very similar to that, with similar powers to that also.
可能事实上并不是说完全跟这个电视中描述的一样，但是呢，在宇宙中确实是类似的，是存在着类似的这些生物体。他们呢也拥有类似的这些力量。
Either upper or lower.
啊，就不管是在这个高等还是这个低等星宿。
Of course, in previous times, in previous yugas, there was more interaction with the middle planetary system, means the earthly realm and the upper and lower.
当然在就是其他的这些年代当中呢，就是有更多的就是有关就是对于中等这个星宿中等这个区域来说you mean there are more interaction with
the
with the middle ranges than the up and the lower, yeah?
There is more interaction between the different levels.
啊，就是说在不同的这些星宿当中，当然了，就是在其他的年代，之前的年代，就是跟这些不同的星宿当中有更多的一种交流，一种互动。
Because people were generally more pious, so you know the higher species and the lower species, they were more inclined to interact.
因为那个之前的年代的人们呢，更加的这个虔诚。所以呢，不管是在这个高等星宿、低等星宿的话呢，它就是有着更多的这种互动。
So that's why in the Bhagavatam and the other Puranas, we read of you know the demigods coming to the earthly realm, and we also read like we are reading here in this pastime. Kaliya was you know in the earthly region, in the ocean, and then he came to the Jamuna River.So we read about these interactions between human beings and demigods and demons more often.
所以呢，就像在这个圣涅伯加瓦坛中所描述的，就是呢，我们会阅读到，就是有一些半神人啊，他会来到这个地球，而且在这个卡利亚的这个小奥斯观当中也是，就是卡利亚蛇呢，它就是。在这个地球上，它托庇于这个亚穆纳河，所以呢，就是在那个之前的年代呢，就是有关这个那恶魔呀，或者这些半神人啊，它跟人类之间其实有着更多的一个互动。
Nowadays, again, because of Kali Yuga, you know, people we are so impious and sinful, so we don't have this interaction.
现在呢，在这个卡利年代，因为我们就是不再那么虔诚，而且是充满着罪恶，所以呢，跟这些那些就是低等或高等的星宿的这些生物体呢，就是没有那么多的互动，就或者是就没有了。
So, this is just to give some background about our Kaliya.
所以呢，这就是有关讲述这个卡利亚蛇给到你们的一些背景。
Who is one of these celestial serpents originally from Naga Loka？
它呢其实是属于一种就是天长的这种蛇，它居住在这个 Naga 的这个区域。
And he's one of the more powerful Nagas.
它是一种非常强有力的一种 Naga.
And they are mixed, as I mentioned. Human-snake mix, only snake, human-bird mix. There's different combinations of these species.
就这个种族当中呢，它有不同种类的这样的一个形体。有的呢可能就是半人半蛇呀，有的是鸟蛇，有的是完全是蛇的这个形体。
And sometimes they have mystic powers, they can change their forms also.
有时他们甚至拥有这个玄秘的力量，他们可以改变他们的这个形体。
And then we have the Garudas. Of course we have Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, the eternal associate.But then the Garudas, they're also a species of birds, like we have the species of snakes. So we also have the Garudas, who are the species of birds, eagles.
还有我们谈到了这个 Garuda, 它呢是主的这个坐骑，也是主永恒的同友。它呢是属于这个鸟的一类， 也就是鹰的一种。
And they don't like each other.
而且他们相互之间不喜欢对方。
And as we mentioned, Garuda himself, he eats snakes.
而且呢，就像我们提到的，这个 Garuda 呢，他就是以食为食。
So Kaliya had some conflict with Garuda.
卡利亚呢，跟 Garuda 之间还有一些矛盾。
So he hid. He was somewhere, but then he hid in this part of the Jamuna River.
他呢就是在某处，他呢就是隐藏于就是亚姆纳河边。
Of course, the details of that are described in chapter 17. We will talk about that later. But just in summary, this celestial Kaliya serpent.He had some dispute with Garuda, but Garuda, of course, was much more powerful than he.
就是呢，有关这个详情呢，我们在以后的时间呢来讲述。概括来说呢，就是这个卡利亚呢，他就是跟这个 Garuda 之间有这种纷争。当然了，就是说这个 Garuda 他是更加的强为有力的。
You may have, again, you may have seen the little Krishna cartoon. There's a very nice part of Krishna, of Garuda and Kaliya, and then Krishna chastising Kaliya. You may have seen that in the little Krishna cartoon.
就在小 Krishna 的这个动画片当中呢，你们可能也看到过就是这样的情景，就是呢，这个 Garuda 还有卡利亚以及小 Krishna 他们的这个画面。
So anyway, Kaliya he hid from Garuda in this part of the Jamuna.
所以呢，就是总之这个。卡利亚蛇呢，为了躲避这个 Garuda 呢，他就隐居于这个亚姆纳河。
And why? Because due to some curse, Garuda could not come to this part of the Jamuna.
为什么呢？因为 Garuda 受到过这个诅咒，就是他没法来到这个亚姆纳河岸边。
This is also described in chapter 17, so, and we'll come to that later.
这也是在第十七章中有所描述，我们后面的时候会讲到这一点。
So, and Kaliya knew of this curve. He knew that Garuda could not come to this particular place, so he hid there with his family and friends, and he created a little, you could say, kingdom within.Deep within the Jamuna River.
所以呢，卡利亚呢，他知道就是百如大他受到的这个诅咒，所以呢，他就避居于这个亚姆纳河。事实上呢，他在这个亚姆纳河的这个深处呢，他就是建造了他的这个王国，跟他的这个家人啊，他的朋友一起居住在这里。
Again, these Nagas, especially the powerful ones, they have mystic powers also.
当然了，就是这些 Naga, 尤其是那些非常有力量的这些蛇类，他们呢是拥有这个玄秘力量的。
So, he, Kaliya, created within the Jamuna River a kind of a little kingdom for he and his family and friends.
所以的卡利亚蛇呢，就在这个亚姆纳，就是河底呢，他建造了他自己的小小的一个王国，跟他的一些亲人朋友居住在这儿。
And he was spending his time there.
而且呢，他在那也是就是一直度日。
But because of his presence, that part of the Jamuna River had become poisonous because he had so much poison.
但是呢，就是由于他的临在，这个亚木纳河呢就变得非常的，就是受到了这个就是遭到了这个毒素的这个污染，因为这个卡利亚石它有那么多的毒。
Just by his being there, the place became poisonous.
他呢，就是只是在那片区域的话呢，这个地方就变得就是非常的有毒性。
But because it was not part of the main Jamuna River, it was a little bit of, it was a branch. So the rest of the Jamuna River didn't become poisonous, only that particular part.
由于呢，就是刚才我们提到的这个亚木纳那片区域的亚木纳河呢，它并不是主要的亚木纳河道，它只是其中的一个支流。所以呢，就是尽管那个地方是就是遭到这个毒的这个污染，但是呢，亚木纳河的其他的这些河道，他们就没有受到污染。
Because as we have reading already, every day, right, the boys and the calves and the cows would go to the Jamuna and drink water. They never had any problem.
因为我们就是阅读到的，就是这些牧牛童们呀，这些牛犊们，母牛们，他们就是去到这些森林，他们在这个亚木纳河岸边，他们就是喝饮亚木纳的水，在那玩耍，就是他们就是安然无恙。
All of the all the residents of Vrindavan depended upon the Jamuna River for everything.
就是本达文的居民呢，他们是仰赖亚木纳河而生的。
And they never had any problem.
而且他们也是平安无事。
But on this particular day, Krishna led.The calves and the boys to this particular part of the Jamuna, which they had never been before, so they were curious to go and see it.
所以呢，在这个特殊的特定的这个一天呢，就是 Krishna 呢，他就让他的这些牧牛童朋友们和这些牛犊们，然后呢，他专门就是让他们能够就是来到这么一个他们之前没有到过的这样的一个区域。
Boys,
由于他们这个好奇。
Boys are always looking for new places.
因为那些男孩们他们总是非常好奇，想要去寻找新的地方。
So Krishna led them to this particular place because they had never been there before.
所以呢，奎师呢就允许他们进入到就是这片区域，他们之前从来没有来过的地方。
So the calves, very again, and it had become lunchtime. It was approximately midday. So the calves, you know, very eagerly went to this new place with new water and new grass, and they drank the water.
所以呢，因为他们从来没有来到过这个地方，所以那些小牛犊呢，就是在这个一天的正午时候，大概就是午餐的时分呢，他们就来到这片地方，他就是这些牛犊特别急切的想要去喝饮这个新鲜的这些水，还有吃这些青草。
And then apparently they died.
但是呢，就是表面上他们就是死去了。
And then when the cowherd boys saw that their calves had died, they became so unhappy that they thought no meaning of our life. We should also die. So they also drank the water and appeared to die.
所以呢，当这些牧牛童看到他们的这个牛犊死去了之后呢，他们就特别的不开心、悲伤。他们就觉得，哦，这些牛犊死去了，那么我们活着还有什么意义呢？所以他们也是喝下这个亚木纳的这个河水，他们表面上看起来也是像死去了一样。
Right? They didn't just keep these animals as their pets, they kept them as their life.
所以呢，他们并不是把这些动物作为他们的宠物，他们把他们视为是他们的生命。
So when they saw that the calves had died by drinking the water, they were so unhappy and heartbroken. They thought we should also die. So they drank the water. Because how could they face the cows? How could they face their parents?
所以呢，这些牧牛头们，当他们看到这个小牛犊们，他们都因喝饮这个亚麻纳的河水而死去的时候呢，他们就特别的不开心，他们甚至变得心碎了。他们想，我们最好也是随着他们一起死去吧，我们也喝这个亚麻纳的这个河水，就这样死去算了。因为他们无法面对这个母牛，无法面对他们的这个父母。
And then Krishna saw this.
Krishna 看到了这一幕。
And he began to think, this is all my fault.
Krishna 就想，这一切都是我的错。
Why did I bring them here?
我为什么要把他们带到这儿呢？
It is because of me that this, because remember, Krishna is the one who brought them to this place because they had never been here before.
因为呢，就是Krishna 把他们带到这个地方，就是他们从来之前没有到过的这个地方。
So he was thinking, it's all my mess. Now what am I going to tell the mothers? How am I going to face the cows? All because of me. He was blaming himself for this misfortune.
所以呢，这个时候呢，Krishna 就想啊，我如何向母亲们，如何向母牛们交代呢？然后呢，是因为我把他们带到这个地方，所以呢 ，Krishna 呢，他就为发生的这个不幸谴责他自己。
So again, as we have spoken a few times in the past, sometimes Krishna momentarily forgets he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
就像我们之前几次提到的，有时候呢，就有那么一个片刻 ，Krishna 呢，他就暂时忘记了他就是至尊人格守神。
Like you might remember when we were speaking about the Agasura pastime, when the boys and the calves were entering into the mouth of Agasura, Krishna was wondering what to do. What am I going to do? I cannot stop them.
大家还记得，就是当我们讲到这个阿嘎苏若恶魔的这个小小时光的时候呢，当那些牧牛童还有那些牛犊他们进入到这个阿嘎苏若的这个口中的时候呢，这时候 Krishna 他就想，我该怎么做呢？我没法去阻止他们。
So sometimes, because of these, sometimes the Lord's Leela Shakti, we have spoken about this many times now.The Lord's Leela Shakti, or Yoga Maya, will cause the Lord to forget.
我们就是提到了，就是 Krishna 他的这个 Leela Shakti, 或者说是他的这个 Yoga Maya, 就是呢，有时候会就是让他能够，就是片刻的，就是忘记他的这个身份。
And why? Just to make the pastimes more wonderful.
为什么呢？就是为了让这个逍遥时光变得更加的美妙。
So in this particular incident also, Krishna was for some time blaming himself that this is all his fault, what am I going to do, and such and such.
所以呢，在这个事件当中呢，也有那么一个片刻， Krishna 他就变得自责起来，他当时就想应该怎么做呢？他就是在考虑类似的这些事情。
And then, because of his own distress, tears began to fall from his eyes.
所以呢，就是由于 Krishna 他自己的这种悲伤，然后呢，他就开始
tears. tears.
他就流下了眼泪。
Because he was feeling so sad that the calves have apparently died and the boys have apparently died. His heart was also broken and tears come from his eyes.
因为奎士达他看到这些小牛犊啊还有他的这些朋友们就是表面上看起来都已经死去了。所以呢奎士达呢就变得心碎了这个眼泪然后就流了出来。
So as those tears dropped, and you know, he was walking around looking at the boys and the calves, what happened, and as that was happening, the tears were dropping on them, and these tears is what brought the boys and the calves to life.
所以呢，当奎什纳他啊四处的走动，然后他就是看看到底是发生了什么事情的时候，然后当他见证到这一切场景的时候呢，他的眼泪就流了下来。由于他流下的这个眼泪呢，就是让这些木牛头牛犊复活了。
And at the same time, as Krishna was looking at them, of course, he was glancing at them. So the mix of Krishna's transcendental glance and the tears dropping from their eye, dropping from his eyes onto the boys and calves brought them all back to life.
所以呢，就是当 Krishna 他瞥视着这些木牛童、这些牛犊的时候呢，同时呢，他的就是眼泪流落下来，那么就是他的这个瞥视和他的眼泪就是结合在一起，使这些木牛童以及这些牛犊他们都得以复活。
And then the boys, after they became conscious again, So they could, they understood that basically they died, but now they have come back to life.
他们就理解到，就是基本上他们就是已经死去了，但现在又复活了。
So they were looking at each other, wondering what happened. You know, they were speaking with their eyes. How did this happen?
所以呢，他们就相互的看着对方，看着彼此，然后呢，他们在就是面面相觑，然后呢，就是他们用这个眼神进行交流，他们就是在想到底是发生了什么事情。
And then one of them spoke, because you know everybody had the question in the eye. They were speaking with their eyes and questioning what happened.
所以呢，他们就是用这个眼神进行这个交流说话。然后呢，其中一个这个小男孩开口说话了。事实上他们都在想到底是发生了什么样的事情呢
？So this one boy said, "I remember at the name giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram."
其中一个木牛童就说呢，我记得在就是 Krishna 和 Balarama 的起名仪式上。
Because when you give a name ceremony, then the priest will also tell the future of the child, what they will do in the future.
因为通常在这个起名仪式上呢，这个牧师呢，他就会预言，就是这个孩子将来他会成就什么样的这个壮举。
So,Yeah, Krishna and Balaram, they had one of these privately. It wasn't a public one, it was a private one.
所以呢就是 Krishna Balarama 呢他们是拥有就是这样的其中一个是公开性的一个是比较
No. I said they didn't have a public one.
They didn't have.
没有公开的。
他们就是拥有他们没有这个公开的就是这么一个预言。
And Garga Muni is the guru for the Yadus, Yadu dynasty.
Gagamoni 呢，他是亚鲁王朝的这个牧师。
So one of the things he said that this child means Krishna. This child will be just like Narayan. He didn't say he is Narayan. He said this child will be like Narayan.
啊，觉得 Gagamoni 他就说呢，这个孩子他就如同 Narayana 一样，没有说他就是。
Because he didn't want to spoil their mood.
因为他不想去就是破坏这些稳达问居民的这种心态。
So he said he'll be like Narayan and he'll save you from all danger.
他呢就预言说他就像Narayana一样，他会拯救你们摆脱所有的这些就是危机。
So whenever something amazing happened, often, and you know, either Nanda Maharaj or Yasoda or the cowherd boys or the cowherd men, when they couldn't understand because remember, they only considered Krishna just another child. So whenever something amazing happened like this, they would always refer to the words of Garga Muni.
所以呢，就是不管是 Nanda Maharaj、Yashoda Mama， 还是说那些牧牛郎、牧牛童们，就是当他们牧牛姑娘们，当他们就是看到就是发生了一些非常令人惊讶的这些事情的时候呢，他们就会想起就是 Gadamoni 的这个预言，
oh.
因为他们认为这个 Krishna 他就是一个他们的一个普通的这个孩子而已。
That he said Krishna would be just like Narayan and he would save you from all troubles.
他们就会记起他曾经所说过的，就是说 Krishna 他就像 Narayana 一样，他会拯救你们免于所有的这些危难。
So in this way, their relationship with Krishna wouldn't be spoiled because they wouldn't think he is the Supreme Lord Narayan. But at the same time, there was a reason that they could understand how and why Krishna was so powerful.
所以呢，以这种方式呢，他们就理解到，就是说，这个，Krishna 他就像 Narayana 一样，他就是。他们的这种理解呢，不会就是破坏他们对 Krishna 的这种心态。同时呢，他们又找到一个合适的一个理由来解释为什么会上演这么多非常奇妙的这些事情。
So the boys could tell that basically they died and now they were brought back to life. So it's because of Krishna.
所以呢，这些孩子们他们可以讲出来，就是基本上他们已经死去了，但是呢，现在他们已经又复活了。那么其实就是因为 Krishna。
By the glance and tears that Krishna was shedding, he brought them all back to life.
就是由于 Krishna 的这个瞥视以及他流下的这个泪水，所以呢，他让他们得以复活。
So this part of the pastime is described just in the last few verses of chapter 15.
所以呢，就是他就是在这个第十五章的最后的几个诗节中有所论述。
And then the actual chastisement of Kaliya begins in chapter 16.
真正的严惩卡利亚蛇呢，它是在第十六章。
So after this, Krishna could understand that Kaliya is taking shelter in the Jamuna River, and this is why it is so poisonous.
所以呢，这样 Krishna 他就理解到这个卡利亚蛇它是避居于这个亚木纳河，这就是为什么这个亚木纳河现在变得就是这么有毒性。
So Krishna thought something has to be done. It can't be like this.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他就想，我必须得做一些事情，不能就是像这种情况继续下去。
if Kalia stays here, how it's dangerous for the residents of Vrindavan.
如果卡利亚蛇呢一直避居于此的话呢，那么对 Vrindavan 居民来说就很危险了。
So, what did he do?
所以他做了什么呢？
In this area, there was one Kadamba tree that was not affected. All around was affected by the poison of Kalia. But this one Kadamba tree was okay.
就在这片区域呢，几乎一切都被这个卡利亚的这个蛇它的这个毒所那个毒害，但是只有一棵卡达玛树却保持它的这种完好。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why everywhere else was affected by the poison but not this particular tree?
为什么这周遭的一切似乎都是受到了这个卡利亚蛇的这个毒的这个毒害，唯有这棵卡丹巴树却是完好的。
So it is said that in the Bhagavatam, in the commentary, it tells us that, of course, Garuda knew that Kalia took shelter in this part of the Jamuna. And he knew he couldn't go there to punish him.
所以呢，就是在这个经典中描述说呢，因为Garuda呢，他其实是知道这个卡利亚蛇他隐居于这个亚穆纳河边，而他呢又无法前去，就是惩罚他。
And he also knew that in the future, his Lord and Master, Krishna, would appear in Vrindavan and perform pastimes.
而且他也知道他的主在将来的话呢，他会显现在 Vrindavan, 上演他的逍遥时光。
And he knew that Krishna would have to chastise Kalia because he would be disturbing the residents of Vrindavan by his presence.
他也知道呢，就是将来 Krishna 一定会严惩这个卡利亚，因为呢，他已经就是放出来的这个毒已经打扰了这个Vrindavan的居民。
So, knowing this, he put some nectar, heavenly nectar, on the tree so it wouldn't be influenced or affected by this Kalia when he came there.
所以呢，当嘎尔达去来到这个地方的时候呢，就是他知道，就是以后 Krishna 他会再次上演这个逍遥时光，所以他就把这个天堂的这些甘露，就是撒在了这个树上，以保证这个树它不会受到这个卡利亚蛇的这个毒的影响。
So Krishna saw this Kadamba tree.Which was hovering over the Jamuna River.
所以呢 ，Krishna 呢就看到这棵卡达玛树呢，它就是就是它的这个枝枝叶叶呢，都就是覆盖了这个亚穆纳河。
So he climbed up on the tree. He tied his hair back. He tightened his dhoti, and then he jumped into the water.
所以呢 ，Krishna 呢，他就跳的这个卡达玛，跳的这个卡达玛树上呢，他把他的头发给弄起，然后呢，提起他的兜体，他就跳入到了这个河水当中。
And then what happened?
接下来发生了什么呢
？So that we can continue next week.
所以呢，我们下周将继续来讲述。
So today was more or less a little bit of background to Kalia, what kind of a species he is.
所以呢，我们今天更多的是讲一些背景的知识，就是卡利亚呢，它属于什么的一种蛇种。
And how he came to be in that part of the Jamuna River.
就是呢，他怎么能够来到亚穆纳
和这片区域的。
And also, why Krishna punished him?
是为什么 Krishna 会严惩他？
Because his presence was disturbing. Now his presence is disturbing the Vrindavan residents.
因为他的临在呢，就是打扰到了 Vrindavan 的居民。
So let's finish here.
所以呢，我们今天就讲到这儿。
And see if we have any questions.
We have one question from Danakini. 请问帕布，嘎如达有人格化身吗？这些灵性人物的人格化身都是素食者吗？或者他们需要吃东西吗？
Garuda, he is half human and half eagle.
Garuda 呢，他是半人半鹰的一个形体。
If you notice, if you do a Google search, and not, if you do a Baidu search or a Google search for images, and you type in Garuda, you will see he sort of has eagle wings.And then a human-like body. He's sort of mixed. Again, he's mixed.
所以呢，如果你们用这个百度或者 Google 搜索输入这个嘎如达的话呢，你们可以发现出现出来的就是嘎如达的这个形象呢，是他是半鹰半人的，就是他有着鹰的这个翅膀。
And all, he's an eternal associate of the Lord, no doubt.
当然了，他是主的这个永恒的同游，毫无疑问。
And so therefore he accompanies, he is with the Lord in the spiritual world also, in Vaikuntha or Dwarka. He is also there existing in his same Garuda, human bird-like form.
当然了，他在这个 Vaikuntha 呀、Dwarka 灵性世界这些地方，他也作为主的这个同伴。他同样就是这个就是人和这个鹰的这个形体。
He's always portrayed as an eagle-human mix.
他呢就是是这个鹰和人的这个形体的一个结合。
I have not read if he only has a human-like form. I have not specifically read that somewhere, but it might be.
我呢目前为止还没有阅读到有关嘎如达就是完全是人形的一个形体就是呢也有可能会有这种情况。
In the spiritual world, he may have such a form also, but not only.
有可能在灵性世界他可能会有这个人体的这样的人形体但是呢这并不是他唯一的一个形体。
Because he's the Lord's carrier, so even in the spiritual world, he has the same form to carry the Lord here and there. He's in his eagle human-like form.
因为他是主的坐骑，即便在灵性世界的话呢，他也是就是承载着主。那么呢，他就是作为同样的一个就是半鹰半人的一个形体。
And it may be that he has a personal form only, a personal form also. It may be, but I have not read any description like that, so I cannot really say.
可能他真的还有这个人形的这个形体。但是呢，因为我没有阅读到相关的这些讯息，所以呢，我无法就是能够确切的来肯定这一点。
But when he comes to assist the Lord in the material world, he has his similar Garuda form, but it's a spiritual form because the Lord is spiritual. So for him to ride on Garuda, then Garuda also has to be spiritual form.
就是呢，这个嘎如达呢，当他就是来到这个物质世界，然后呢协助主的时候呢。他其实也是作为他的这个灵性的这个形体，他也是以这种 就是半鹰半人的一个形体，因为它是主的这个坐骑嘛，主是完全的这个灵性的，所以呢就是它作为主的坐骑，它也是这个灵性的，它的这个形体。
So for the Lord to ride on him and touch his body, he would also have to be spiritual.
为了就是主能够就是骑在他的身上，并且能够触碰到他，所以他必须也是灵性的。
Or maybe here's another way. Maybe he has a material form, but it's completely purified.
或者是另一种情况，就是说他可能是拥有物质的这个形体，但是呢，他是完全得到净化了的。
I think it's more like that.
我想就基本上是这种情景。
He has a material form, but it's completely pure.
也有可能就是说他拥有这个物质的这个形体，但是呢，就是完全是净化了的。
And for that reason, he has to eat.
所以呢，由于这个原因呢，他就必须要进食。
And his food is snakes and fish.
他的食物呢就是这个蛇和鱼。
In the next chapter, when we talk about more detail how Kaliya came to this part of the Jamuna, then this is a discussion. Because Garuda was cursed by a sage for eating fish.
就在下一章当就是谈到卡利亚来到这片区域的时候呢，就是我们会更加详细的来讨论这一点，就是法如大呢，他就是被这个圣人诅咒，他因为吃鱼而遭到了这个圣人的诅咒。
So in that part of the Bhagavatam, there is a little bit of a discussion about this.
就是呢，在这个室内保加瓦坛当中呢，对这个小耳时光呢有所描述，有所就是论述。
But yes, in this material world, it would seem like when he comes to assist the Lord.Garuda has a material body, but it's completely purified.
就是呢，当就是 Garuda 呢，他来到这个物质世界协助主的时候呢，就是看起来他是拥有这个物质的这个躯体，但是呢，完全的被净化了。
In the spiritual world, he has the same form, but it's of course spiritual because it's in the spiritual world.And yes, there he's not eating snakes and fish and things like that.
他在灵性世界呢，其实他也是拥有就是类似的相同的一个形体，只是完全是灵性的。当然了，他在灵性世界他不会说吃那些鱼啊这些。
Okay.
可以吗？
下一个
问题，淡然一笑。Krishna 惩罚卡利亚时，是在 Krishna 第一个年龄阶段。Damodara Lila 的时候，Damodara 具体是几岁呢
？Yes, Damodara Lila is also in the same age group, but before.
Damodara 也是在同一个年龄阶段，但是呢是发生在这之前。
Let me find how old he was. I can share that with you.
让我找一下，看具体是几岁，然后呢跟你们分享。
I have an article about that.
有关这一点，有一篇文章。
The ages in when Krishna performed the different pastimes.
就是有关。Krishna 上演不同的逍遥时光的时候，他的这个年龄段。
But it was before. I think Krishna was probably around 2 years old, two and a half.
我想大概就是 Krishna 两岁或两岁半的时候。
For the Damodara Lila, it was before this. Of course, it was before Lord Brahma stole the calves. It was so he would have been 1.5 to 2 years old.
因为这个修道时光呢，它是发生在就是这个盐城卡利亚什之前，以及这个主布拉玛偷走他的这些牛犊牧牛童之前，他这个年龄呢，是一岁半到两岁左右。
So, anything further?
Yeah. Next question is Ratna Mala. 请拜 Guru, 请问三个星系上是不是都有各自的天堂星球呢？
Yes, what was that? I didn't understand that one.
So, you mentioned that there are three kind of planet system.
Yes.
So, are there these three planet system, they have their own heavenly planet?
No, the heavenly planets is in the above. Higher planetary system is the heavenly planet.
这个天堂星宿它是属于这个就是高等的这个星宿的。
That's the heavenly planet. That's the heavenly region.
这就是天堂星宿它的一个区域。
The lower planetary is described as heavenly because the opulence is similar, but it's not heaven at all. It's just described that way because it has so much opulence, like heaven, but it's not heaven.
这个低等的星宿呢，有时候描述说就是它。就像这些天堂的星宿一样，是就它的这个富裕层面来说的。但是事实上，他们这些低等星宿并不是这个天堂星宿。
And the Earth is a mix. The earthly region, the middle region, as we all know, it has very beautiful places like heaven or heavenly, but then it has very horrible times also.
而这个地球呢，它是属于居中的，就是它是两者都兼有的。有些地方呢，地球上就是美的就像是天堂一样，或者是天堂般的这些地方。有的地方呢，就是非常的可怕恐怖，就像是这个地狱一样。
So it's like that.But heaven is heaven. That's the higher planet. That's the technical Swarga Loka. Other places have heavenly-like places, but they're not heaven.
就是天堂星宿呢，他们就属于这个Swarga Loka， 就是他们是这个高等的这个星宿。其他的地方呢，有时候可能会描述说，就是像天堂般，但是呢，事实上并不是天堂星宿。
Just to answer the question about the Damodar Leela, it describes Krishna was 2 years and 2 months.
就是呢，再补充一下有关这个 Damodar Leela 上演的时候 ，Krishna 的年龄是2岁2个月。
That's when that pastime took place.
这就是这个逍遥时光发生的时候 ，Krishna 的年龄。
2 years and 2 months.
就是两岁加两个月。
Brahma stealing the calves, Krishna was a little bit more than 3.
就是主 Brahma 偷走这些牧牛童和牛犊的时候呢 ，Krishna 他就3岁大一点。
And then this Kaliya serpent, Krishna was a little bit.More than 4.
就是
4 years and 10 months.
就是 Krishna 的盐城卡利亚什的这个逍遥时光呢，那就是 Krishna 大概就是4岁10个月大。
Kaliya Damana. Approximately.
就主要的，就是大约的。
Probably a little bit younger, actually.
就是比较小的一个年龄。
Yes.
下一个问题是淡然一笑， Naga 星球在地下七层星宿的第几层？
Naga, yeah, so the lower planetary systems, you can read the Bhagavatam.
嗯，你可以阅读《国家瓦坛》。
It describes the seven lower planetary systems.
它描述了有这个七个这个不同的低等星宿。
But in the list of seven, it's five going down.
就是在这个七个这个当中呢，就是有有五个。
No, no, no. In the list of seven lower planetary systems, the Naga Loka is fifth.
Sorry, 就是在这个七个星宿当中呢，然后呢，这个那个星宿呢，它是属于第五个星宿。
But you can read the Bhagavatam in the fifth canto. It's quite a detailed description.
你们可以阅读这个瓦坛的这个第五篇，就是有详尽的一个描述。
I'll tell you the chapter.
我告诉你们是哪一章。
Of course, in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam, it describes the universe cosmology.
就是在第五篇当中呢，就是有描述这个这个宇宙的这个地理
so,
地域。
So anybody wants to read, you can read. I'll post it here.You have it in Chinese, so you can just read it.
就是你们有这个中文版的，你们就可以来阅读。
Fifth canto.
就是在第五篇，24章，地下天堂般的星宿。
Yeah.Subterranean heavenly planet. They're not heavenly planets. They're just described like that because they're so opulent.
事实上呢，他们并不是这个天堂星宿，只是说他们就是富裕的，就如同这个天堂般一样。
Don't become attracted.
不要受到诱惑。
Because in the Bhagavatam, the description is quite attractive.
因为圣典伯加瓦坛的这个描述呢，非常具有魅力。
So don't become attracted.
对，不要受到它的吸引。
But that's so, and then you can read about Naga Loka. It's the fifth level down.
然后呢，你们就可以来阅读这章，你们可以了解到这个 Naga 的它是属于这个第五个这个低等星宿的第五层。
Yes, please. Next.
下一个问题是 Radha Priya. 感谢跑步的讲课，感谢翻译主持的甜美服务。你课程里提到有些蛇会有神秘力量，是所有动物中的都会有一些神秘力量吗？它们的神秘力量是自我保护，还是用作其他用途呢？
It depends.
这要具体情况具体分析。
The powerful Nagas have mystic powers. Not all of them, just the very powerful ones.
就那些特别有力量的那些 Naga, 他们会拥有神秘力量，并不是所有的。
Just like among human beings, not all human beings have mystic powers. Just the very powerful human beings have mystic powers.
就像在这个人类当中也是，并不是所有人都拥有玄秘力量，只有那些非常有力量的一些人，他们拥有玄秘力量。
So among the Nagas, not all of them have. The more powerful ones have.
所以呢，在这些 Naga 当中呢，并不是所有的这些 Naga 都拥有玄秘力量，只有那些更为有力量的
这些那个们才拥有显密力量。
And in Kali Yuga, at least in the earthly region, all of these things are reduced and reduced and reduced and reduced. Almost to nothing, almost to nothing.
尤其是在卡利年代，在地球，这个星球的话，所有的这些，都在逐步的在，就是减弱，在不断的就是削弱，甚至到现在就是几乎就没有什么权力力量了。
That's why in this, you know, we don't see so much. We see sometimes little things here and there, but nothing very important.
有时候我们可能看到这些玄秘力量的零星的一些展示，但是呢，其实这些并不太无足轻重。
Very minimal, because it, and this will become less and less and less because it's Kali Yuga. The abilities just become less and less and less and less.
其实即便展示的某些，它也是就是特别微不足道，不足一提的。因为在这个卡利年代，这个玄秘的这个力量的话，就变得越来越少。
So, as for other species, it depends what planetary system they are in.
其他的这些物种呢，要取决于他们所居住的这些星宿。
Right, in the earthly region, we won't see animals and snakes with any kind of mystic power because they're just nothing. In the other planetary systems, possibly we can see.
就是在我们的地球上呢，你几乎就看不到这些动物啊，或者这些蛇类，他们会拥有玄秘力量。可能在其他的星宿你可以看到。
But we are not there anyway, and we cannot go, so we won't see.
但是呢，我们并不居住在其他的这些星宿，我们也没法去到那些星宿去见证到这一点。
But in some planetary systems, like the serpents, they have some of them have mystic powers. So in some other planetary systems, some of the other species may also have mystic powers and be able to change their forms and such things.
所以呢，就在这个蛇的这星宿呢，我们可以看到有一些这些强有力的这些蛇呢，他们会拥有一些玄秘的这些力量。可能在其他的这个星树当中呢，其他的一些物种呢，他们也会拥有一些玄秘力量，甚至有些呢，他们甚至可以改变自己的这个形体。
But again, nowadays in the earthly region, we will not see this, and if it is seen, it's just very insignificant.
但是呢，在我们地球上，目前几乎已经看不到这些玄秘力量的这个展示，即便有的话，可能也都是不足一提的。
Yes, please. Next.
淡然一笑。我现在看印度电视剧《Naga与老鹰恋爱》。刚才说这两种生物相互不友好。
Say again.
This devotee, she that watching the Indian movie, Indian TV, it described right the naga fall love in the ego. So, but you mentioned that these two different species, they don't deal with each other very friendly.
So someone, a naga, what?
Fall love.
Fall in love with?
Yeah, fall in love. Yeah.
With what?
With the ego.
Anyway, it's a movie. Who cares about the movie?
因为这是电影，谁会在乎这些电视剧呢？
Indian movies are not authorities.
印度的这个电影电视剧可不是这个可不是这个权威。
But there's always exceptions to the rule.
但是呢，总有这个规则之外的一些例外。
So generally, as it is described in the Puranas, generally the eagles, the Garudas, and the Nagas, they don't like each other. But there's always exceptions to the rule.
嗯，就是在这些 Purana 中描述说呢，这些 Naga 啊，这些鹰啊 ，Garuda， 他们就是相互之间不友好，但是呢，总是有例外的一些情况。
Like normally, demons are demoniac, but Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, they were great devotees.
通常的话呢，像这个恶魔呢，他们都是非常具有这个恶魔般的这些品质的。但是呢，像 Prahlad Maharaj 以及 Bali Maharaj， 他们就是个例外。
So there's always exceptions to the rule, but anyway, we don't care about the movie.
通常的话呢，就是，通常的话就是他们是就是不友好的。但是呢，就是电视剧就是这样描述呢，我们就是通常的话不会太在意。
And anyway, it doesn't really concern us. We only mention it in the context of this pastime. Otherwise, what is our business? Whether the snakes and the birds like each other? Yeah, it's nothing to do with us.
我们呢就是因为提到了这个逍遥时光，所以呢我们就会有关这一点会有所论述，否则的话呢就是这些对于我们来说又有什么关系呢？
Only because it's related to the pastime, so it is mentioned, otherwise nothing to do with us.
因为这他们跟我们的逍遥时光有关，所以呢我们才就是讲到这一点，否则的话呢我们就是跟这些也没有任何的关系。
Next，
下一个问题是林继东 Krishna 的蛇棚和亚穆纳河里的蛇有什么不同？
Say again。
He asked that what the difference is from Krishna's hole. You know the serpent, the serpent hole of Krishna, and the serpent in the Yamuna River. What the difference?
The serpent what?
The serpent hole.
Hole? 听不懂。
Yeah, you know the head of the snake.
The head of the snake?
Yeah, of Krishna and the head of a snake of
Anantashesha.
Yeah, Anantashesha.
Anantashesha.
Yeah.
Yes, Anantashesha is the head of all the Nagas.
他是所有的 Ananashesha 呢，他是所有的这个是 Naga 的之首。
He's also known as Shesha Naga. Shesha Naga.
他也被称为是Shesha Naga.
And he is the head of all the Nagas. And he is the spiritual snake.Right, he is the Lord's resting place.
他呢是灵性的，他呢是主的这个居所。
Shesha Naga, yes.
他被称为是 Shesha Naga.
Expansion of Lord Balaram, one of the expansions of Lord Balaram.
他是呢主 Balarama 的其中一个扩展。
And he serves Krishna as his bedstead and other ways.
他呢就是作为 Krishna 的他的这个可以躺的这个床还有其他的一些用具来服务 Krishna。
And he is the head of all the snakes.
他呢是所有的这个蛇的这个首领。
And Lord Shiva, as we know, if you see the pictures of Lord ShivaLord Shiva has snakes around his neck.
主西瓦呢就是他呢脖子上也是围了一条蛇。
Right, you can see the pictures of Lord Shiva.
你们呢也可以看到就是主西瓦他的这个图片。
And you will see he has cobras around his neck and sometimes around his arm.
所以呢他就有时候就是在他的脖子或者是在他的这个手臂上他就缠绕着一个蛇。
So they're not all, they're not only, in India they worship snakes. Some people they worship snakes.
在印度呢就是他们会有的人会崇拜蛇。
So, well, you know, normally people are afraid of snakes, especially cobras, right? Very afraid of snakes.
就是呢，在印度呢，就是有些人会特别的害怕蛇。
So, Lord Shiva having the snake around his neck is a symptom that he has no fear. Because normally everyone is afraid of snakes, especially cobras.But Lord Shiva having the snake around his neck indicates that he has controlled fear. He has no fear.
就是呢，通常的话，在印度呢，就是他们都会非常的害怕这个蛇，尤其是那些僵尸们。所以呢，就是主西瓦呢，他就是把蛇缠在他的这个身上，就表明他是无畏的。
But, yeah, snakes normally, especially poisonous snakes, they are envious and hateful. We'll read about this as we tell the Kaliya pastime. We'll understand that more.
所以呢，尤其是这个毒蛇，它通常的话就非常的嫉妒，然后呢会伤害人。
Next. So, Sheshanaga.Sheshanaga is the expansion of Lord Balaram to serve the Lord as his bedstead and in other ways also.
就是呢那个 Shesha,
Sheshanaga,
Sheshanaga, 他是作为 Krishna 的他的一个扩展，然后呢是服务，就是作为 Krishna 的他的躺的这个床来服务 Krishna, 以及他用其他的方式在服务 Krishna。
Okay.
Thank you. 下面一个问题，顶巴咕噜的莲花主，请问咕噜，卡利年代除了地球星宿的生物如此堕落，其他星宿的生物没有改变吗？
As I understand, yes. The Kali Yuga influence is really just in the earthly region, not other places.
是的，就我的理解来说呢，这个卡利年代呢，它主要是影响这个地球的星宿，它对其他的星宿就没有什么影响。
The four ages, the four yugas, Satya, you know, these only manifest really in this earthly region, not all over the universe.
就是的，这四个年代呢，基本上是发生在这个地球上，它很少提到是在其他星宿上有这种情况。
Not only Kali Yuga, but the other ages also.
不光是卡利年代，还有其他的这些年代。
This is for this earthly region only, not, you know, for the upper planetary systems or they're not influenced by these changes. This is just earthly region.
所以呢，就只有在地球这片区域，像高等星宿、低等星宿的话，他们就很少，就没有提到说受到这个影响。
And they also don't get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only we get him here.
而且他们呢，就是也得不到主菜的亚马哈帕布。的仁慈，我们只有在这儿才有主菜丹尼亚马哈帕布。
So they don't get Kali Yuga, but they also don't get Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，在其他的这个星宿，他们是没有这个卡利年代的。但是呢，我们呢，就是
还有这个主菜单亚马哈帕布。
So in that sense, we are more fortunate to have Mahaprabhu's appearance not such a long time ago.
所以从这个意义上来说呢，我们是蛮幸运的，而且呢，主菜单亚马哈帕布就在不是很久之前就已显现在这个地球上。
Heavenly planets, they don't have that opportunity. So they don't have it. Only if they come here.
在天堂星宿呢，他们就没有这样的幸运，他们只有来到这个地球才能够得到这份幸运。
Finished.
The last question.
Okay.
顶巴奉献者，恶魔都是投生在恶魔星宿吗？人类中有些人相对来讲非常邪恶，非常恶。他们是从恶魔星宿投生到人的吗？这种人是不是不可能度化成奉献者呢
？Sometimes, but not necessarily.
有时候是这种情况。但是呢，并不是一定，这样。
Like again, if we read the Krishna book, in the first chapter of the 10th canto, Bhumi Devi, as you remember, right? She goes to Lord Brahma, and then Lord Brahma, they go to see Lord Vishnu. And what does she say? She says the demons are taking birth in the family of kings on the earthly planet.
就是如果你们大家还记得的话呢，就是在《圣涅薄伽瓦坛》的第十篇的第一章中就有所描述，这个地球母亲呢，她去到这个主 Brahma 面前，就是呢，她呢就是向主 Vishnu 她述说到，这些恶魔们已经投生于就是这些国王之家。
And therefore, Lord Vishnu said, "You, the demigods, you should also take birth in the families of kings."
所以呢，主 Vishnu 呢，他就说，你们这些半神人也应该去投生于这些就是国王的这些家庭当中，皇室家庭当中。
So yes, sometimes it happens that the demons from the lower planets will take birth on the earthly planet to corrupt human society. That does sometimes happen, but not always.
确实有这种情况，就是有时候来自于那些低等星宿的这些恶魔们呢，他们会投生于这个地球，也摧毁这个破坏地球上的这些秩序。
Sometimes,
但是呢，并不是总是这样。
Sometimes it's just here itself due to the sinful actions of the people who are here that they become more and more demoniac.
有时候呢，就是这儿的人们，他们本身的一些行为，他们变得越来越具有恶魔的品质。
So it can be, it's a mix of both. It's a mix of both.
所以呢，它可能就是两者结合。
What percentage, we don't know, but we can say it's a mix of both. It may be a mix of both.
哪一个占多少比例的话，我们也不能准确的说出来，但是呢，就是两者的结合。
And wherever, if they're demons from below, or if they're demons right from the earthly region, can they become devotees? Yes. By Krishna's mercy, like all of these demons, they're all demon. Kaliya, he's such a horrible person, such a horrible snake. But by Krishna's mercy, he became purified, and the same for all the others.
所以呢，不管是这些来自于低等星宿的这些恶魔，还是说在地球上这个本身他们就是堕落为这些恶魔品性的人来说，他们是否能够变成奉献者呢？是有可能的就是只要他们能够得到 Krishna 的这个仁慈就像这个卡利亚蛇还有其他的这些恶魔，他们都得到 Krishna 的仁慈，他们都转变成了奉献者。那么这个卡利亚蛇虽然它是非常可怕恐怖的一个蛇，但是呢由于 Krishna 的仁慈，它就得到了净化。
Lord Chaitanya is the savior of the most fallen.
主赛德尼亚马哈巴布他是最堕落之人的拯救者。
So wherever, if they're demons from the lower planets or from this planet, by some special mercy, yes, they can all, anyone can be delivered. And there are so many examples of this also.
所以呢，就是不管是来自于低等星宿的这些生物，还是说在这个地球上的这个人类，如果得到这个特殊的仁慈的话呢，他们都可以得到这个拯救。
No limitation in that regard.
所以呢，从这个意义上来说呢，这个是无限的，这个仁慈是无限的。
We are all examples. We all came from quite demoniac backgrounds.With so many sinful habits, but now by the Lord's mercy and the mercy of His devotees, we are trying to be pious and be devotees of Krishna.
其实我们就是一个活生生的一个实例。我们呢都就来自于这个恶魔般的这个背景，然后呢，而且就是有那么多的罪恶的活动。但是呢，由于这个主以及他奉献的仁慈，我们现在呢试图变得试图变得虔诚，试图变成奉献者。
Okay.
I think 淡然一笑 as the last question.
No more after this. This will be it.
Yeah. This is the last question.有关 Krishna 的年龄 ，Krishna 发育的比其他牧童快，怎么个快法？发育挺快呀。
Sorry.
So, about Krishna's age, it seems that Krishna grow up faster than other prophet boys.
We spoke about this before, also.
是的，我们之前曾经谈到过这一点。
Yes.Generally, yes. But some of them grew the same like him.
是的，通常是这样的。但是呢，有些牧牛童还是跟 Krishna 一样。
Krishna has different categories of friends. Some are a little bit younger, some are a little bit older, and some are exactly the same age.
Krishna 他有不同范畴的这些朋友们。有些呢是比 Krishna 要年幼一些，有的比 Krishna 要大一些，有的跟 Krishna 是同一个年龄段的。
And based upon their age, they all have slightly different relationships with Krishna.
就是根据他们的不同的年龄呢，那么他们跟 Krishna 也是有着稍微不同的一种关系。
But generally, yes, as we discussed, Krishna and Balaram tended to grow more quickly than the others, but some other cowherd boys also similar.
通常来说是这样的，就说 Krishna 和 Balaram 比其他的这个牧牛童，他要长得快一点，发育得更快。但是呢，有些这些牧牛童朋友们也是跟他们一样，也是发育得很快的。
But some of them were a little bit older than Krishna still, and some were a little bit younger.
但是呢，有些牧牛童可能就比 Krishna 稍微大一点，有的比他要小一点。
Okay, let's finish here. Thank you for listening and pray you all have a nice day.
我们今天呢就讲到这，非常感谢你们大家的聆听啊，希望你们度过美妙的一天。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your wonderful lecture.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. 外坤纳之音，服务员与聆听。各位敬爱的奉献者们，今天呢，我们的早课就到此结束。非常感谢大家热情专注的聆听，还有提出来的这么多的好的问题。非常感谢月亮塔布为我们做的精彩的一个讲述，还有萨蒂玛大吉的一个转播。非常感谢大家，希望大家在 Krishna 知觉中度过快乐的一天。Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.